Welcome to Parenting with Sisu, the podcast with an international perspective on family life in Finland.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Parenting with Sisu. Thinking about what to buy for the baby can be exhausting. There are so many things in the stores and online that seem handy and cute. But what do you really need, and what is just there to make you spend money? If you're still wondering the same, continue listening, as in today's episode, we'll be sharing our experience trying to navigate through the essentials in Finland. So, let's talk about nesting. What is that?
Nesting, or the nesting instinct, is a burst of energy women often get in the last few weeks of pregnancy, though some can get it throughout the pregnancy. And it inspires them to clean and organize the house in preparation for the baby's arrival.
Yeah, and some never get that.
Yeah, some never get that.
I don't think I actually had that. I just constantly been buying stuff throughout the whole pregnancy and getting things done one by one, but I didn't really have a period of nesting.
So maybe it was like a hidden nesting, you know, that maybe came out like little by little.
Yeah, for me it was, I have to say, very similar. I just went crazy. I was waiting that we know the gender of the baby, so until week 20, and then when I knew it's a boy, I went completely crazy buying things. But I wasn't that crazy into like gadgets or so. I was crazy with buying clothes, little shoes, newborn shoes.
That you
hats.
Use so often.
I use them a lot.
Oh,
with
really?
Henrik, yeah, with Magnus not anymore because it was a pain, but with Henrik I use them so much because they were so cute.
Yeah.
They are. I think I also had that thing with clothes, but only like a lot later. I think I didn't really get that nesting period or even feeling of buying anything until very late. I don't know if I mentioned earlier, I didn't show for a very long time, and so I myself didn't even get that feeling that I'm pregnant. So it was kind of funny. I think my partner got nesting period before I did. Yeah, he really wanted to buy all the strollers and car seats and all those gadgets right away. He's like, no, let's buy them. And I would always be like, no, not yet. At some point, he overtalked and we bought things that I thought was too early.
I also had the thing with the clothes that we were living quite close to a secondhand market. Oh, and every day, basically, they had new things, and I couldn't stop going there. That was not good.
Yeah, when it comes to the nesting of these bigger things or buying of the bigger essentials, I wanted to have everything done by the end of the year. And our first son was born beginning of March, so I don't know, I had the feeling he's gonna come early, even though in the end he didn't really, just a few days, but yeah, I just wanted to be ready. I'm usually the person who plans everything in advance and who wants to have everything done and ready. So I was so scared that he would arrive and that we wouldn't have everything ready.
Same here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was kind of for my partner, that he wanted everything to be organized, everything needed to be ready, like way, way in advance. And I was thinking, you know, just maybe a few months in advance. Also, there is this tradition which comes, I don't know, from Russia or Eastern Europe or whatever, that you don't buy anything
before
the baby's born.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So because a lot of it's superstition, and so there I have some Russian speaking friends abroad, and one of my friends was pregnant at the same time with me, and she was constantly talking about not buying anything. So maybe that also in a way affected, you know, my way of being.
Actually, my sister, since she was also pregnant at the same time, she was also completely different. Like, I had everything already bought, and the stroller also there already long time beforehand. But she was saying that, well, there the shops are still open when the baby is born, and I was just thinking that I don't want to go to the shop when the baby is born. I think
around 8 to 9 months, I think I got that nesting period, and then it really hit me. And then but also it kind of focused on clothes. I don't know why. And organizing, a lot of organizational stuff. Like, I bought so many different boxes for our drawers, and closets. I was doing a lot of organizing.
Yeah, that's
home.
The typical nesting,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
No, for me, it was, I can remember that the one thing that I did for sure, like a month and a half or 2 months before, is kind of like put the bed linen into his baby, like crib, and I remember putting the mobile up and the stickers on the walls that I wanted to have because he was sharing the room with us. And I can remember everything was done. And I was just looking at it every day and thinking, like, just come out now. Come out now. It's already. Come out.
So thankfully, living in Finland, there's a huge relief for parents. Even if you totally fail nesting, at least you'll get the key essentials in the very famous Finnish baby box. It includes all the essentials for the baby's first year, a box where that serves as the baby's first bed, quite a lot of clothes, including a winter overall and everything you need to keep your baby warm in Finnish winter. It also includes some things like the baby's hairbrush and scissors, a book and a little doll. I really think it's a great idea.
I also took it for the first one. And the accessories in there were really great and useful, I think, like the towel and, as you mentioned, the scissors and even a thermometer for the bath. I was really bad in telling if it's warm or cold, so that was really good for me. But I think I didn't use any of the clothes. The package is usually distributed until February to April in the following year, and depending on how much there's left, so you still get the one from the year before. When I had my first one, she was due in May 2016, and I still received the package of 2015, and I didn't really like the colors in the box so much, and somehow the things I would have matched somehow didn't have the right sizes. Like, one would be 74 and one would be 50, and it didn't go together. But this year's box is really nice, actually. I love the colors and especially the overall. If I had a baby this year, which I'm not, also not in the start of next year, I would have taken it, I think.
Yeah.
But for the second one, actually, we didn't take it anymore because we had all the essentials and the clothes wasn't that great for me. I went to the flea markets.
Yeah, I actually loved everything that came in my box. It was 2019 and I really liked it. I actually waited as long as possible for the application for the baby box because I was just about in the middle, like, am I gonna get the 2018 or am I gonna get 2019? And I really was hoping for 2019 and I did get it. Yeah, so other than just few bodysuits and a pair of pants with thick stripes are just not my thing, but it's a personal preference and nothing to do with the quality of the box. Everything else I really liked. I thought it was really nice.
Also, the blanket is awesome.
Oh, yes.
So for our firstborn, we took the Kela box and I was super excited about it. I've heard so much about the Finnish baby box and I was really, really happy to get it. And then when it arrived, I was still very excited, but and the box itself was beautiful. I think that's the thing that I like the most about the box itself. As Katja mentioned before, it can be used as a bed in the first few weeks or months. We didn't do that, but I really like the cover of it. But the things inside, I don't have the popular opinion here once more. But I don't know, like Katja said, of course, colors are personal preference, so I'm not going to go into that anymore. But just that for me, because the other option is that you get 200 or 220 euros. And in my opinion, in things that I was buying, I could get so much more things for 220 euros than what I got there. Even in good quality, not just some like super, super cheap clothes. So for me, it was kind of like a bit waste of money because I didn't really get anything that I needed that I didn't have. Except maybe for the nail scissors, but I think I could have gotten that for for very cheaply. But with our second one, we didn't take the baby box and I don't think that I would take it again. But I have to say, this year's is very cute.
Yeah.
So maybe I would, let's see in a few years if it's going to be as cute as now.
And it's Finnish products.
It's Finnish products, yes, it's true.
Yeah, in many ways, it's also the symbol right now. Of course, there are many families who really, really need it. But a lot of families don't really need it. They just take it because it's a really nice tradition.
Mm.
And when you take it just because of a tradition, then of course you have the opportunity to leave a lot of things out and not use them and just buy other things. But yeah, I still think it's a really, really nice thing to have.
So as a conclusion, if it's your first baby, go for it. You will get all the little things that you may forget about. And also it's a great memory for your kids one day. Though there's a lot that you can get in the baby box, there's still a lot more to purchase, but what? This is quite a tough topic and there's as many opinions as there are parents, so what are, in your opinion, the essentials that are absolutely necessary to have in Finland, and what is just so Finnish that you really, really want to have it?
Well, my favorite Finnish baby essential that I unfortunately didn't know about when having my first boy is the Vaavi bed. It's actually just a simple metal crib on wheels, similar to the one in the hospitals. But this one you can rent and is delivered to your doorstep. We will link their website in our blog so you can check it out in more detail. But I loved it because of the convenience. It was small. We used it until our little one was about like 3 months old. And you could just wheel it around the house. And like if you were in the kitchen and baby was sleeping and you wanted to see him, or we had the thing that our two kids are only 15 months apart, so we couldn't leave the little one unattended with the older one. So he was there in the higher kind of like crib, so it was really practical for us, and I would definitely use it next time too. It's just great.
Even without a second kid, I think it was really great. We also had the Vaavi bed, and I found it really handy. I was actually a little bit hesitant, and my partner was the one who really pushed for it, and I'm really glad that we did it.
Yeah. We had a small like crib on wheels, but I didn't really use the wheels. Like it was standing next to my bed, and both kids slept there in the beginning, but I didn't push it around. Like they would fall asleep wherever they fell asleep, and then if I had pushed them around, they would have woken up anyway, so I didn't really use it. But I think there are so many things that really depend on the baby, if you need it or
definitely
not. For example, my first one was puking and drooling a lot, so burping towels were, or those triangle towels later, the scarves were really important. And with my second one, I barely used them. I gave them to my sister. She could use them now with our second one. On the other hand, diaper rash cream, for example, I didn't really use for the first one, but then for the second one a lot. And one thing that also depends a lot on the individual situation are those nursing pads that you put in the bra. I was told I need a whole lot of those, and I used them, I think, for 2 weeks. I didn't even use a whole package, so
I got them as a baby shower present from one of my good friends, and I never really used them because I didn't breastfeed for long, but they're probably handy.
Them, yeah.
Even though I got these rewashable ones and great for nature, but honestly, if I would have had to use them, I wouldn't want to rewash them all the time. I don't know.
I never used them.
Yeah, it seemed like such a pain to do.
I did. Okay, but if I think of things that are really important to have in Finland, at least for me, the first things I think of, you know, are blankets for quick changes in temperatures. Like when the sun is shining in summer and it feels like it's beach weather, versus a minute later when the sun hides behind a cloud and you feel like winter is coming. So I always use blankets to create those layers in the stroller or a car seat, let's say, instead of dressing them in layers and then having to take it off and put clothes back on. So for me, blankets were really important.
We did the same. I really hated like taking off clothes from the newborn. Like it was such a pain. So like just a little blanket over him and off we go. It was really practical. Until they could kick off the blanket when they were bigger.
You have summer babies, right?
Magnus, the younger one, was summer baby, but the older one not.
So I did the same with my first one who was born in May. That was really handy, but for the October one, then he had to be really dressed.
Yes,
that was,
but that's actually one essential that came to my mind now, is this feather-filled baby bag that you can put in the bassinet.
We
had that, and then you just have to put like their indoor clothes, and then you close it, and that's it.
Absolutely.
I use it still. And it's amazing because, like, you don't have to take off all the overalls, all the jackets and everything. You just open it up and that's it. They're, like, fine. So that's really, like, for me,
no,
like,
I agree.
Number
if
one
if the
thing.
Baby doesn't wake up when you open the zipper like mine did.
No, no.
No, for me, it was the same. It's this, those puffy muffs or whatever they're called. They were really important, and I pretty much didn't use an overall unless I knew that he was gonna go and I'm gonna put him in on a swing. He was very young and I didn't do it. Then other things are, for example, Nose Frida. Although I have to say, Nose Frida for us was not enough. I think that in Finland you really need to have the baby vac. Which is the thing that you put
in the vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
That always, did you try it?
Yes.
Didn't dare. Oh my God.
Yes. I think for the first 4 months, we only had Nose Frida and I was against baby vac. And my partner was like, we have to get baby vac.
But when did you use it? Like, even
when
the nose
is stuck.
Okay, then we were just lucky. We used the Nose Frida maybe, like, I don't know, 5 times.
We also didn't
still
use it much. I used actually onions next to their bed. That worked, like,
yeah.
We were
amazing.
Super lucky. Our kids are so rarely sick, so we didn't have that issue. But I love the Nose Frida.
Yeah,
like, just the idea of it, I would... Yeah,
actually,
it was...
I was just thinking exactly because we live in Finland, and I was thinking that probably your baby is going to have a little bit more than just a runny nose.
Mm.
Well, at least mine did. And yes, certainly, he had a couple of times he had a real flu, and that's when we really needed baby back. And Nose Frida
was not
enough.
Yeah, but is Nose Frida actually a Finnish thing?
I think it's Swedish.
Okay, so Nordic thing. Okay, that's good to know.
Although I don't know.
maybe we should export it.
Yes.
What else?
Then, what about those wool hand warmers for the stroller handle?
Oh, yeah, like the gloves that you put on the handle
yes.
of the stroller and fix them. That's my absolute favorite. I still use it, even though the kids are so much bigger already, but it's for me.
It's for you. It's not like necessarily a baby essential.
It's a mom essential.
Yeah,
or a parent essential.
It's
so great. You don't lose the gloves. You don't have the hassle of taking off gloves for doing anything that you need to do. So I just love them.
And also, if you have like hands as cold as mine, you can have gloves and those things. And also for me, it was really important to have proper baby carrying clothes because I was carrying my son in a carrier, and especially when it got colder, you really needed that, you know, special gear. So I had this hoodie that was specifically made and it was so for carrying, and it was so easy to take off and put on, and also a proper jacket. And obviously in summer you don't need specific clothes for these things, but I've
seen quite a few shops that have like
extensions.
extensions, no, not extensions, but like I'm getting tired.
We're too tired for this.
But these were really, really nice, like Finland related essentials. But in general, what were your top essentials?
Mine were a shusher, which is similar to white noise, but it's not. It says shh. I'm gonna put a link to it, and it's much better than white noise. White noise comes second.
But this is amazing. Like I had at some point, my mouth was hurting so much from all the shh I made for the baby.
We never did shh.
You should have had shusher.
Believe me, it's amazing. It's like this beautiful wave of shh sound. Anyways,
thank God I never did
for
my kids.
So at some point I feel like it was my almost like my uniform that I had, and it included a carrier and a shusher, and my son would always sleep in my carrier and he would always listen to shusher, and I would do things, you know. And it was great.
I had for my first one, that wasn't a problem. For my second one, I bought in Klaus Olsen this whale that also would turn on the white noise every time he made some noise or started crying. But for him, everything was lost, I think. It didn't have, maybe the shusher would have one.
We used the Whiz Bear, which is this white noise little bear that turns on automatically. And with both boys, we loved it.
What does it make? Some
like, it's a white noise, so it's just
waves,
like this, you know, when the TV, the old TVs were scrambled and this white noise came, so that kind of thing. But it went on automatically when the baby would cry or make some louder noise or so. and it would turn off automatically and so on. It was amazing. We used it with both really a lot, and
I
never shushed.
Well, I also never shushed because I also had white noise. But white noise, shusher is like a little small gadget that you can actually take with you everywhere. And we also had Whiz Bear, but we had that next version. It was a sloth and not a bear. And it is connected to, you have an app. So you can also regulate it from a distance. So either it turns off by itself, and then you can turn it on and off whenever you want if you're in a different room.
Does it have a light? Because we had a white noise machine that had a so bright light that baby could unfortunately not see.
No, it didn't have.
No. But anyway.
Actually, another essential for me was this Vava baby night lamp. Oh my god, I loved it. You could just tap it, you know, in the middle of the night if I had to wake up with him, and if I didn't want to wake up my partner who's going to work the next day. So I would take that little night lamp with me. It doesn't have any, like, anything. And I would just go to the bathroom and come back, and that light really was a savior. I didn't have to turn anything on.
Oh, that's good as
I
well.
I just walk in dark.
Yeah,
I tried to walk in the dark, and I would bump into things. So.
I actually bought, for breastfeeding, I bought this clock that had the, like, really light that you can also tap in from the top, and it would turn on some really like yellow light so that I could see a little bit while breastfeeding. That was also one of my top things.
And also a foldable travel changing bag. That was definitely one of the most used items. So back when we didn't have this corona time, I would actually go out with my baby and didn't fear any viruses. So yeah, I used the foldable changing bag very, very often.
What else?
What about you guys? What are your essentials? My last essential is a bouncer.
Oh really?
Yes.
Did you use it?
Oh my god, my son loved it. He would bounce himself, and it looked almost dangerous at some point because he would just go up and down, up and down.
I don't know, we didn't really have that, like, baby essential. Something that, like, without what I couldn't. Maybe the Whiz Bear, that was, like, really great for us, but otherwise, no.
My absolute
really.
Number one was a good diaper bag. Like, I had it always packed. And that gave me the chance to leave the house immediately when it suited our schedule. So I didn't have to run around the house to find all the necessary things. It was always packed and ready for us to leave. And the baby sock holders. Like, this was something funny I got as a gift from my sister. But they were actually really amazing. Like, those baby socks falling off all the time. That was really annoying. And I didn't like the suits where the socks were in the pants, you know, like these onesies, because then the baby would lift the feet and the pants would hang around there. Like, this I didn't like, so I put socks, but they came off all the time, so the sock holders were really, really cute and handy. What about their baby wearing and strollers?
Well, regarding strollers, I think there's so many options and different opinions on kind of design and preference. But I think here in Finland, only one thing is important, and that is big wheels. Anything else, and I think you'll get stuck in the snow or not be able to leave the house. So something else that I really can't live without for non-walking children are stroller curtains. I haven't seen those anywhere else than in Finland. And when traveling abroad, I can remember a few people asked me, like, what is this on your stroller?
Really?
But yeah, but they're super convenient. So it's a little curtain that you hang kind of like on the well open part of the bassinet or of the stroller seat, and it keeps out the wind, the cold, and also the sun if needed, and it's a definitive must have in Finland.
No, I saw in Germany actually they use the burping towels and
they clip them. But this is like perfect. You don't have to do that.
I got a stroller curtain, but I never used it. But I think it also depends on what kind of a stroller you have. We have the kind where the canopy is so big that it extends really, really far, and it basically serves the same purpose as the curtain.
Yeah, I made a huge list with many stroller brands from various countries and with all my criteria. And then I checked the boxes, like which stroller fulfills which criteria. Big wheels was also one of them. And yeah, in the end, I chose the one that checked most criteria and was okay in the price. But well, actually, afterwards, I found out that the criteria I had with my before my first one were actually not that important. And we, I think, in total owned 7 strollers until now.
What?
Oh my gosh. With 2 children.
With 2 children,
but
yeah.
Still,
yeah.
That is
and
like
I,
3.5 per child.
Yeah, yeah. And like now I would know, I think, what I really want, but I tried a lot. And I actually really liked carrying the kids, especially when traveling. We had a Tula free to grow with my second one, and that was really nice. How about you?
I used to carry my son a lot, and he loved being there also because maybe he has this acid reflux, and that really helped. When he was in a baby carrier, we had an Ergo baby, and I really, really liked that carrier.
Yeah, we had or still have this Tula free to grow, but I'm not a fan of baby wearing. I said when the kids were born, I wore them and I carried them for 9 months. I don't want to carry them anymore. So I luckily didn't have to. So we only use it when flying and traveling somewhere. But otherwise, I just used the strollers because I preferred it much more. I just felt much more free and I could like move without the kid being stuck to me.
Yeah, like, well, also depends a lot on the baby.
Yeah,
like
of
if
course.
It's one that really needs the contact, then this carrier gives you the opportunity to have both hands free and still
have
the baby
true.
On you.
Yeah, I liked baby carrying because it felt like also my son really needed it or wanted it, and it worked out really well.
Yeah, but actually one more important thing to think about regarding baby essentials are car seats. And we will have a blog post about how to know which car seats are the safest and how to choose one that is the best fit for your family on our blog. And here we want to just highlight a few places where to get them from.
Yeah, I actually bought our car seat online, but I first went to the stores to check out different options. And I had a list for those as well, of course, just as for the strollers. But since we don't have a car, my criteria was that it's light so that I can carry it easily around and not one of those that you kind of have to like build into the car permanently.
Yeah, for us, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, that my partner wanted to get all those bigger items quite early on. So we went and bought the stroller and the car seat and other things as well. And we just went to one store and we got it all from there.
Where did you go?
It was Vaunuaitta.
Oh, okay.
And it was like
one
of the 2 stores in Helsinki.
Yeah,
where
we
you can buy anything.
Yeah, we went to the same one. They have such a good selection.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about this a bit later.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to have a car seat that is really easy. So we wanted to get that reversible one or this 360 degrees.
I did that mistake too. I'll talk about it on the blog. But we have one. The first one that we purchased is also this that the turns. Then
I'm suspecting you say it's not safe.
No, it's safe. No. It's not that it's not safe. No, it's a long discussion.
Okay.
I'm gonna get into
where
this.
Did you get yours?
Also, that one we got actually from Vaunuaitta, and then the second one that we purchased we got online because I did all the research and I knew exactly what I wanted and kind of like what's important. Because I can remember that with the first one I was going so much, oh, which color does it have? And oh, it can swivel this like and go around 360. Oh, this is so important. And now I paid like half the price and got a seat that is much safer and much better for the kid. But yeah.
Anyway, still talking about things that you thought that were kind of like silly baby gadgets or that you wondered why people use them. Is there anything like that?
Curtains.
Yeah, for me it's actually the hand thingies on the stroller.
No, it's
that
the
I
best thing in the world. I have to say one thing that we bought, which I realized is like total like nonsense, are for the bottle feeding, at least for us, the bottle warmers.
Yeah.
Where it takes like 3-4 minutes to warm up the bottle a bit. It was, it's such a waste of time. You stand there for 3 minutes and wait in the middle of the night when the baby's like crying. Mm. It's, yeah, no.
Well, I bought burp cloths and they are not the same as a muslin cloth, right? So,
no,
well, at least not on Amazon. So those burp cloths that I bought, they were just really useless because they would always like drop from my shoulder and I never used them eventually.
Yeah, I bought, for my first one, I bought this baby breathing monitor because I was very sure I'd be scared about the sudden infant death. But then we used it for one night and I found it a bit inconvenient to always turn it off when I picked the kid from the bed. So in the end, yeah, that was quite useless for us. And with the second one, we bought a hammock because, yeah, the baby bouncer didn't really work for us. And I found it really cute, but yeah, in the end, it was just nice decoration. We never used it unless taking pictures of the baby.
Yeah, the breathing monitor we bought for our first one and we used it with him like until he was like 3 months or so, until he could like roll off from it and then it would start beeping in the night and I would be scared that he like died and he actually just rolled off from the monitor. But with the second one, we used it much, much less and we also just got so annoyed. We would forget to turn it off and then it would start the alarm and we're just like, oh, he's gonna be fine.
We actually bought this owlet sock, which is also the same monitor. But we bought it in the States, which means, well, it was a surprise to us. It didn't work properly in Europe.
Oh.
So
what?
So the app didn't work. It worked. The device itself worked. So we used it. But the whole, as if like the cool thing about Owlet is that you can have everything on your app, on your phone through the app. And that one didn't work. So it was way too expensive. Really annoying.
So let's talk about which shops to go to, how to find them, and where to find them.
Yeah, I actually visited some physical baby stores in Helsinki and Tampere, and there was Vauvatalo Johanna, Vaunu Aita and Lastentarvike. And in Tampere, when I was pregnant for the first time, there was Baby Style, but I think that went out of business at some point.
There is also the store called Lastenturva. And there are a few online stores that are jollyroom.fi and babyshop.fi. All the links to the offline and online stores we will share in our blog post, so you can check them out later.
Yeah, and also thrift shops are very popular in Finland, and especially for baby clothes. There are like secondhand stores for especially kids' clothes.
Yeah, for our firstborn, I wanted to get everything new. And I also actually didn't know that the kids' secondhand culture here is so big and amazing. One of my favorite shops nowadays, where I stop by every now and then, is the Little Copenhagen in Etutöle.
I love that
in Helsinki.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's one in Iso Omena as well.
Mm.
Ah.
It used to be in Punavuori, where I live. And
so I have found there actually many really nice and new looking clothes, even branded, and for very little money.
Yeah. I actually just sold some things in there, and they really pick the best things. Like, there were things that I thought that were still like in really good condition that still they sorted out because it wasn't good enough. So there you can find really almost new secondhand baby clothes for good money.
It's my favorite store, definitely favorite secondhand store in Finland. I go there quite often in Töle. When I was pregnant and I was looking for these like baby clothes, I was very excited about this whole topic, and I felt that my style was not really the typical Finnish style, and I wanted all those little French labels for my son. And so I did some online shopping, and I also got some stuff from Amazon, from the US and Germany. And yeah,
There's also a lot of things on Facebook, like secondhand groups are very popular there too, and the marketplace. I bought actually a lot of maternity and baby clothes also from Facebook, and then some from Tori.fi, Tori.fi. And shoes and outdoor clothes I actually still buy mainly secondhand. Because especially for small kids who mainly sit in the stroller, they are even barely used. So I don't really see the point of spending triple the amount of money for it in the store when I can get it super good condition and used in the secondhand store.
Yeah, I actually tried selling via these Facebook baby groups, but I gave up after some time. People were so greedy, or they just never came to pick up things, so I rather gave them to people in need than make myself crazy trying to sell three like onesies and three pairs of baby jeans.
Yeah, that's true. Like I never sold anything there. Also, too lazy for that. I also bring then the clothes that we don't need anymore, what is it called? There's, for example, the turvakoti. What is that in English?
Shelter.
Yeah.
Kind of like a shelter,
yeah.
Family shelters, yeah.
To donate the stuff. But I like buying there, especially since there is the marketplace also, and you can find everything on the marketplace that's otherwise in different Facebook groups.
Mm.
Yeah, and what size of clothes, like how much did you have stack up beforehand?
Before our older one was born, I had a lot of clothes, like I mentioned, too much. Like I could have had, I think, triplets, we would have had enough clothes. But size-wise, I didn't stock up that far in advance because I didn't know how big our kid would be. I read about it a lot that some people bought so much things and then the kids outgrew it so fast because they were bigger. Or then on the other hand, they bought so many different sizes and then the kids were a bit smaller and then they ended up kind of not using things especially because of the different seasons. So I would say like we had for the first 3 months clothes and then I just bought season-wise. Always like for a few months, okay, one size.
Yeah. I think I had a lot of clothes for the first 3 months and then from 3 to 6 months a little bit less. And and that's it. I don't think I had pretty much anything after 6 months.
Mm.
I mean, before he was born.
Yeah.
And I always said to everybody that, oh my God, I'm buying so many clothes, I'm shopping so much. But in reality, if I compare to others who I knew were shopping, I actually didn't have that much.
Aww.
Yeah, I actually had an agreement with my partner that we had this huge, or like this 1.5 meter long IKEA drawer, yeah, with like 6 drawers, and I promised my partner that I wouldn't buy more when it was full. So I stacked it in there like a professional. You should have seen the amount of clothes that fit in there. And then when our older one was born, I would every now and then go shopping, and then I would just quickly put it in the laundry. And then when he would take it out after some time, he would be like, oh, is this new? And I would be like, no, we've had this for ages.
Yeah, I thought I was crazy. We had a drawer with 3 drawers. And I had in the first drawer, it was like the 50 and 56 clothes. And then in the next one, it was 62 and 68. And under that, there was some 74. But yeah, 3 drawers only. So
yeah.
it wasn't that crazy. But I actually like
but
having...
But how wide were the drawers?
Also like a bit over a meter, I think, also this same...
well,
IKEA
I
one.
Had 4 drawers and they were 50 centimeters wide.
And that was it?
Oh,
that
my
was
goodness.
It. Oh, wow. No,
yeah, I went crazy. If you ever need baby clothes, let me know.
Yeah, I sold most of it or gave it
they
to
weren't
others.
Even and full, to be honest.
Yeah, so to conclude the topic that... what you want and need depends a lot about your baby and your preferences, but hopefully we could give you some insights on where to get the things in Finland and check out some of the thrift stores near your home and the ones that we have mentioned. Also, even if you find something in physical stores, you can always compare the prices online as well. And don't feel bad if you don't like buying anything beforehand. The stores are surely still open after birth, but don't feel bad either if you're nesting and buying slightly too much. It's nice to feel prepared, I think, and it gives you the freedom to just rest after the baby is born.
Yeah, right. So one of the things that actually amazed me the most are the free goodies that one can get if one just knows about them. So from free diaper samples to whole diaper bags. We will include several links on our blog to free baby goodies that you can get by just signing up for them online.
And that's it for today. Hope that those of you looking for answers got some more information on different options and where to get them from, and those of you not needing anything at the moment were at least entertained or even inspired for the future. As always, we will add all the links to our blog post, so go check it out. And don't forget to follow us on social media and tell all your mommy friends about us. Tune in next time when we will be talking about getting ready for, as some say, the most magical moment of your life, childbirth. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.